Welcome to the new All In Foods podcast from the Food Decisions Research Laboratory. Food is a defining element of our existence. Gaining a deeper understanding of what food means to us as individuals can help inform us and create empathy and appreciation for one another. This is All In Foods.
Hi, my name is Amit Sharma at the All In Foods studios of the Food Decisions Research Laboratory at Penn State's School of Hospitality Management. In this podcast, I'm here with Ms. Jennifer Mings, who's the instructor of the Nutrition and Foods Teaching Laboratory at the Penn State University. Ms. Mings, thank you for agreeing to share your insights in this podcast.
Absolutely. Good morning.
Good morning. And you are here to talk to us about conversations alongside food.
Yes. In our laboratory, normally we have a very structured two-hour lab that our students attend each week, and everything's really, really laid out for them. And watching the kids cook together and work with people in the lab and fellow students that they wouldn't normally work with, it's a great time for me to see them let barriers down and just, you know, talk about food, cook with food. You just start to relax. But we had a very different lab the Wednesday morning after the election in 2016. And kids came in and some were shocked, some were pleased, some were, you know, we had a little bit of everything. And this was a lab that normally we have 36 students in each time. Mm-hmm. This was a smaller lab. There were more like 20 kids. And it was a lab that definitely had the highest number of minorities in the class, of openly gay students. And you could see that some were a little shocked, and they came in and were a little unsure of what their future might be like. Mm-hmm. And just watching the kids, once they all started working within their groups and talking and letting their guard down, everybody became way more hopeful. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could see it go in a different direction, and everybody was more positive about that, you know, things were going to be okay. They were going to get through this. Some students were talking about what could they do to become bigger advocates for certain groups. And I don't know, it was really nice to see everybody come together and focus more on what they had in common.
So you observed something and then you thought that, you know, there might be something more to this. So what did you decide to do?
Well, I decided, why keep it to just my classroom? Uh-huh. Why not open an experience up like this to lots of other kids? So after a long car ride to Philly, I thought, the piecemeal, you know, I feel like my life, I'm piecing it together, and my life is a piecemeal in a way. Mm-hmm. So I thought, let's have a piecemeal. Let's get kids from all different groups on campus. Let's see if we can recreate the lab experience that the kids have with kids who aren't students. And let's get as diverse a group of young kids that we can together and let them have the same experience and cook within each other, and then maybe be able to see people that they think are different than them, but really have a lot more in common mm-hmm. than they think they do. So we had our first piecemeal in the spring of 2017. Mm-hmm. It was around Easter weekend, I think is the weekend we picked, but we had about 25 to 30 students in here from a wide range of student groups. Some of them submitted a recipe that was, you know, specific to their culture, their religion. Mm-hmm. Others just, we provided recipes. But bottom line, we had about 25 to 30 kids in here. We cooked, oh my goodness, we cooked at least 15 different items. And then everybody sat down together and ate. And some of the kids started out really introverted and a little more shy and kind of just stuck to their unit where they were cooking. And then slowly, some of them started to mingle with each other. And you saw a lot more of flow of conversation across the cooking units and across the groups. And by the end, I feel like everybody did leave with a better understanding of people that maybe aren't like them, definitely a different understanding of some different foods that they'd never been exposed to. Mm-hmm. And just, I think they left feeling better, mm-hmm. feeling better and realizing that they've made some new friends.
So they let their guard down, and then you saw the conversation was flowing, and they were probably more at ease with each other, and they were just sort of interacting more, et cetera.
Absolutely.
When they were doing that.
When it started out, you usually just, like, I would pretty much just hear the clanging of the pots. You know,
right.
There was a lot of background noise of just cooking noise. And then you realize the conversation level was getting louder and louder and louder. And next thing you know, they really were having fun. They really did let their guard down.
That's amazing.
It was.
And so now this is your third year that you just did your third.
Yes,
third
we're getting ready to have our third one next month. And we're hoping to turn this into We want the event to grow each year. We want to get more students. I'd love it to get to the point where even if we can't have everybody participate in the cooking of the food, that we can sure open it up to have everybody come, more people come in and participate in the tasting of the food.
Mm. So, in your mind, what do you think makes this happen between students, and you know that they let their guard down, or what do you think makes? Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'm a little Pollyanna in my thinking, but I want to think that deep down inside, everybody wants to get along and they want to open up and you know share themselves and share similar experiences with people. I really think that it's the cooking and the eating. Something, let's face it, we all have to eat.
Yes.
It's the one thing we all have in common. We may have differences along the way, but we all need that nourishment.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it just distracts you from the differences when we all sit down and focus on that common need to eat.
Mm. Yeah, it's interesting that, you know, there's the age-old saying that we all sit together and eat as a family, and maybe there's something to that you've found that could go beyond just the family and actually include other people, and we can share our commonalities.
Absolutely.
Not just our differences, right?
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yeah. Well, this is absolutely great. So the next meal is in March, you said?
March 21st.
March 21st.
Yes, we will be having our next one March 21st. But with enough interest, it would be wonderful if it was something that we could grow, that we would do it every semester.
Okay.
That, you know,
yeah.
we become a fixture.
Excellent. Well, I hope you're going to come back and share your experiences, and maybe we can even follow you in one of those meals and record.
We'd love to have you. That
would be
wonderful.
Record some of those observations.
That'd Absolutely.
Be great. Well, thank you so much for visiting with us and sharing your insights.
Thank you.
I hope you all also found this interesting. And until next time, from the All In Food Studio, this is Amit Sharma. Thank you for listening.